Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Daughters of War, written by Lizzie Page and read by Laurence Bouvard. That term, when the girls were away at school, I was scared I would lose my mind. I had always been prone to melancholy, but by spring of 1914, it was worse than ever. I dreamt of escaping. If I could have run away to do high kicks at the Moulin Rouge or even become a lady librarian, I would have. But both required an energy that had completely deserted me. I wanted only to lie in bed all day long. Was that so wrong? After all, as my mother frequently liked to write in her poisonous letters, I had made my bed, and now I had to lie in it. My life was so far from how I had imagined London life that the slightest unexpected thing, a bee in the bathroom, a seam in my stocking, could reduce me to fat tears. As for bigger expected things, my marriage, for example, I felt trapped and utterly useless. It was Mrs. Crawford, the housekeeper, who called Dr. Grange, and it was Dr. Grange who said I must avoid reading the newspapers. It was true that the news did sometimes send me into a downward spiral. The sinking of the Titanic had. So many people had died. Yet here I was. The unfairness of that was enormous. I wished I could have swapped places with any of them. At least then my existence might have had a purpose. It wasn't just the people I mourned either. It was the ship itself. Unsinkable, they had said. And then it had sunk, just like that. It just showed you. And yet, I felt bad to be so distressed by it.
Were you affected personally?
Dr. Grange asked kindly. When I explained, not personally, no, but... He gave me a severe look.
Stop reading. You have too many books, he advised, looking around my room. And you don't take enough activity.
He snapped his case shut. George wasn't interested in helping me. To be fair, I wasn't interested in being helped by George. His attentions were firmly elsewhere. How did I know this? Not just because of the petticoat I discovered in the outhouse. Who did it belong to? Or the sudden fascination he had for oiling his mustache, and the strange scents it gave off. It was his jaunty demeanor. George did not usually do jaunty. He was up to something, and there was nothing I could do about that either.